This is Twit.
You seem to be doing pretty well with HackerOne, and congratulations on it. It's nearly 9 years that you've been doing it now? It's quite a long time. So what's the exit strategy for HackerOne? Is it going to get acquired? Is it going to IPO?
No, we have no exit strategy. We're in this for the mission and for doing it forever. We believe this is, we really think this is similar to what Red Hat did to software and other open source vendors as well, but maybe specifically Red Hat, which took the power of the community, packaged it into something that will work for enterprises, and showed the world that through openness, transparency, collaboration, they can outperform any closed source vendor. And we have a similar shift going on in security now, where there's an old world where the principles were secrecy and small groups and not sharing anything and building products and selling them. And the world is now realizing that the only powerful way to act on cybersecurity challenges is to work together and share information and drive transparency. And that's the big meaning of HackerOne and other players in this space. Like, there's a lot of companies who are operating like this. It will change the whole landscape of security, but in the same way as open source changed software. Like, it didn't happen overnight, as we know. We thought it would happen this year or next year, and it was a societal shift that today nobody will even doubt open source software. But when I joined MySQL, there was a lot of doubt. There's a similar trend going on in cybersecurity now, where people are realizing that transparency and collaboration are the key to good cyber defense. The only way to deal with an asymmetric threat is by pooled defense. So that's why this is much larger than any individual vendor. It will be an enormous business. It will not be hundreds of millions. It will be billions of revenue ultimately around this model. Who will get to be the main vendor remains to be seen. We at HackerOne have built a leadership position, and we feel we are very well equipped for long, long term of growth. But you never know. There's lots of strong vendors and smart people out there who are also working on similar concepts. So we're not taking anything for granted. But that's sort of what we do. And that's why I compare back to a Red Hat that took, 20, 30 years to build into this a level of fruition that it was a public company and then got acquired ultimately by IBM for a big amount of money. So that's how we look at it. I'm sure investors will probably look for exits before that, but investors are different from the people who work in the company.